This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's show, what is your Facebook rule for accepting people? Also, funny business, we give each other a company with a lol name to call up. The one simple rule is you can't laugh. Some good companies today,
Arthur. Yeah, I actually think today's one was one of my favourites. I'm going to struggle to get that out of my brain. But are you worried that we're going to run out of companies with rude names?
No. We're getting loads sent in. Also, the continuing saga of the massive mouse in the live lounge. Yesterday on the show, Chris told us that there is actually a live lounge mouse. How did you find that out?
On the Little Extra podcast that we do on a Friday, we got the guy who's in charge of all the technical stuff here at Radio 1 to answer some of the complaints that you'd made, Scott, and he happened to drop in a conversation that there's a mouse.
This is a problem because it's live lounge month on Thursday. What if the mouse scurries out in front of 21 pilots? That's going to put them right off their stroke.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And we don't know how some artists will react to there being a mouse. We don't know.
Breaking mouse news. Hello, Jordan North.
Hello, lads.
Right, tell us your experience, please, because you can verify this, right?
There is absolutely 100% definitely a mouse in the live lounge. On Monday morning, when I was going to do early breakfast for Adele Roberts, around about 10 to 4, I walked through the live lounge and I seen the mouse. I spotted it with my own two eyes. It's more of a rat. It's massive.
Oh, no. How did it get up here?
I don't know. I dropped my brew. It was that big. I don't know.
If Jordan drops his brew, you know it's a big mouse.
Hey, I dropped my brew. You know it means business if it's a big brew-dropping mouse.
It'll be class, though, if the mouse does come out during the performance, because it'll be like 21 pilots feet mouse.
Looking down the list of live lounge performers, I think I'd quite like it to jump out most when Ellie Goulding's on.
Yes.
Because she'll be like delivering perfect vocals and then...
Sarah Larson for me.
All right.
Maybe we should get like a sweepstake going to see who it'll come out on.
Yeah, Lewis Capaldi for me.
It's definitely going to...
I can see it kicking off.
It's definitely going to happen though.
It's going to be like...
Yeah, it is. It couldn't happen at a worse time as well.
No. Also, when you spoke to the operations manager, Chris, did he say that he was like planning to try and eradicate the mouse before Live Lounge Month?
Yeah, but this is some kind of special mouse. It's managed to get up to the 8th floor. It's already caught a lift up here.
Yeah.
Got through security on several different levels.
You know what that's like. That's hard now.
This Live Lounge is a box in a box in a box in a box in a box.
Yeah.
And that mouse has managed to penetrate the area. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy one to get rid of.
Jordan, if you spot it again, can you let us know?
I'll keep you updated, boys. Thank you.
All right, see you in a bit.
This is BBC Radio 1.
OK, I want to talk about Facebook. Mostly so I can just play this from Eurovision 2012. It was a song about Facebook.
Facebook, oh, oh. Everybody loves you so.
Remember this?
Yeah, I do remember this, but when it came on Eurovision, am I right in thinking they couldn't call it Facebook?
That's right, because Facebook threatened to sue. So she just had to go, where Facebook was. But all the other words rhymed with Facebook.
Yeah.
Here we go. Best Eurovision song
you love
ever.
This, don't you?
The best bit is when she tells you to click you with my mouse or something. Click me with your mouse, that's it. Right, so on Facebook, you can see people that you've friend requested, right? But you can also see those friend requests that you've sent out that haven't been accepted. It just says pending. Do you know this?
Yeah, you're right. I'm very distracted by the Facebook song. It's truly awful.
It's kind of insulting that, because they've seen it, but they don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were showing me how you can do this. So you go on the Facebook app, type the little lines in the corner, then go to friends, and then there's a whole outgoing section. So I'm just doing it now, right? And so I can see everyone I've ever sent a friend request to that's never accepted it.
Right.
And there's people on there I wouldn't expect.
Like?
Well, there's a lot of our colleagues, for one. Sarah Cox, never accepted. How about a little change? A dog that I...
Wait. Meet you at the internet.
My best mate, Dougsy, never accepted.
What? You're his best man.
The guy who actually creates the Extra Friday podcast that we do never accepted my friend request by the looks of it. It's kind of awkward when you see it like that. But then I think, I'm not really that bothered about adding new people. Who does that anymore?
Right. Do people even accept friend requests anymore?
I don't know if they do. I think everyone has different rules about what friends you have on Facebook. Like, back in the day, you just accepted everyone, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was almost like you went out your way to find people that you could just add on to up your number.
We've just seen that Annie Mac is completely full.
Oh, she can't receive any more friend requests.
Wow.
But I think people have different rules, don't they, as to how many friends they have. I saw one guy last night who, he put this on Twitter, actually. He said his Facebook friends rule is, would we drive each other to the airport?
Yeah, true.
I think that's a good one.
Funeral. Would they go to your funeral?
Would they go to your funeral? Yeah. Yes. Would you invite them round for dinner?
Exactly. What are your limits? Do you accept just anyone, or are you quite picky?
Listen, there's going to be a lot of people listening right now that are quite loose with it, and we'll take anyone.
Right.
But if you do have a kind of rule, what is it?
Yeah, what's your rule?
Scott Mills.
A lot of people say in their Facebook rule is that they have to have actually met the person to add them.
Yeah.
And then we've got Laura saying, my Facebook rule is, would I fake look at my phone if I saw you in public to avoid eye contact or avoid saying hello?
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I totally get that. How about this one? I'll accept anyone on Facebook as long as they don't pronounce vulnerable like Rita Ora does. Whenever I get too vulnerable.
Yeah.
Vulnerable.
Scott Mills.
So many people get rid of people off Facebook when they get a birthday reminder because they're too busy receiving happy birthday messages to notice.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it, actually. Also, it can be hassle. If you've got quite a few friends and there's loads and loads of birthdays that you haven't to say happy birthday to, It actually gets to a stage where you think, I can't be bothered with this, I'll just delete them.
Yeah, like Gareth saying,
harsh.
I'm trying to reduce my Facebook friends number. I do it by deleting people on their birthday when they get a notification telling me it's their birthday.
That's
goodbye. I know.
Scott Mills.
Twenty One Pilots, they'll be in the Live Lounge to kick off Live Lounge Month on Thursday. If the mouse in the Live Lounge doesn't do what we want and appear during someone's performance, can we send one in anyway?
What, we be in control of a mouse? Yeah. We've done this before.
Well, yeah, but it was rubbish. It was a toy, like, mouse with crap, like, red, like, light-up eyes.
That's right. And
Ed Sheeran kicked it.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. So he was warming up for the Live Lounge. We sent in the rat. I think it was, what was the feature called, Scott? I think it was Get Your Rat Out, wasn't it?
It was.
And the rat, we'd sort of control the rat towards the star.
Yeah.
In this case, Ed Sheeran, and he absolutely thumped this thing.
Yeah, I bought it out of my own pocket, actually. I remember now I had to Google toy mechanical rat. I was this close away from writing a review about it because it was disappointing.
It was disappointing.
For the price.
It was very hard to steer.
It was really hard to steer, like... One star I would have given it on Amazon.
But what you're proposing is release a real mouse.
If possible. I don't know whether that's allowed or...
It's probably not allowed, is it?
No, I don't know. But the thing is, like, you know what it looks like with animals? That, like, we want the Live Lounge mouse to appear. Will it? Probably not. Anyway, 21 Pilots. They'll be here on Thursday. Coming up, another really stupid game. Funny business. I've got a really good business for Chris to call. They've got a ridiculous name. He's got one for me. The idea is you can't laugh. If you've not heard it before, this is generally how it goes.
Ball's grinding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who have I called?
Ball's grinding.
Oh, wow. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, yourself.
You're busy today?
Very busy. Always busy.
Ball's grinding.
Balls. Indeed.
And do you work in the sports industry? Sorry.
No, it's a kinky industry, actually.
Oh. And what do you do? Are you some sort of, like, welders or something?
Yeah, it's engineering, actually.
It's not sophisticated, but it's funny.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's do a quick bit of funny business. There are some companies with some incredible names out there. Keep making us aware of them, please, on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So I've got a company for Chris to call. He's got one for me to call. Neither of us know where we're calling. We just can't laugh.
Mm.
Okay? People love this feature.
It's great. Generally, their names... No, it's not that they're rude. They just might be slightly innuendo-y.
Yeah.
My favourites, though, are the ones that are a little more random. Granny Wobbly's Fudge Pantry. That sort of thing.
Always sticks out for me, that one. Okay, so who's going to go first?
I think you should go first, because I went first last time.
All right.
And I'm very excited for you to call this business.
I'm in quite a silly mood today, so I can't promise that I won't laugh, but let's give it a go, shall we?
It's good, this one. It's almost like an instruction, but I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
Hello, Humpet.
Hello?
Hello, Humpet.
Humpet?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
So we serve hummus, falafel, pita, but it's all in the name, really. Humpet, hummus and pita.
Hummus, humpet. Hummus and pita?
Yeah,
how does that work out to humpet?
Well, it's just it's the two things combined together, and that's what it is.
Oh, hum pit.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. With a little bit of a cheeky connotation as well, of course.
Sure. All right. Well, I was not expecting that to be a restaurant.
Yeah, so we've currently got 5 stores, all based in the north. And we probably get as many people coming into the store taking a picture of the sign outside, doing a lot of funny things.
I bet you do.
So the name's really worked out quite well for us.
I'm really pleased. Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
All right, then.
Cheers.
Why would you call it believe that? It doesn't work, though, does it?
No, it doesn't
the hummus
work.
And the pita thing.
No, what do you
it's
mean?
Like
hum,
so well, hum and then the pit. Otherwise, it should be pumice.
No, pit, as
or
in
hitter.
Pitter. No, yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
No, hum,
hum
for hummus. Pit. For...
Yeah, it's reaching
yeah,
it's, though,
yeah,
isn't
I
it?
Know. Okay.
Humpit, louder. Well, great name.
Well, they have people taking pictures of the sign all the time. Okay, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one. Okay. This is so stupid. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, I kind of get scared of the small talk.
You'll like this one.
Okay, fine. No laughing.
Oh, sorry.
Knock Shop Welcome. Good afternoon.
I'm sorry, can I just check I've got through to the right person? Who am I calling?
The Knob Shop in Wokingham.
The Knob Shop. Okay. And sorry, where are you based?
In Wokingham.
And what are you selling?
Knobs.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm assuming this is doorknobs.
Indeed.
How long have you worked there?
Well, I've owned the business for 30 years.
Oh, great. And I assume there's a large selection of knobs.
We have the widest selections of knobs in Berkshire.
Incredible. Okay, brilliant. Yeah, I'll, and you're based in Wokingham, did you say?
In Wokingham, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, I'll try call through. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was terrifying.
I'm scared of him a bit. Oh,
the old knob master there, I was quite kind of terrified of.
Best knobs in Berkshire.
The widest range of knobs in Berkshire. That's quite a claim.
Scott Mills.
We're going to do a Ho game tomorrow. And Scarlett Moffat is going to join us. Hello to Hayden, who sent us this message. Gets really annoyed with his girlfriend because when he's going, Ho, like on this show, she can't do it. He sent me this clip.
Ho. Ho.
Oh, love her. She's trying, though, isn't she?
Ho. Ho.
You both just sound like sheep.
Yeah, I thought goat.
Meh.
Ho.
If you have got a ho for Halloween tomorrow, something a bit retro, let us know on 81199. We might call you back.
Scott Mills.
Just found out they might be getting rid of the like button on Twitter.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, someone did say earlier. I don't know.
Well, how am I going to show appreciation for things without being bothered to reply anymore?
Well, you just, if you think about it, it's not the worst thing. You just don't like it. Do you?
Yeah, well, but
you can like it in your own head. You don't need to say to everyone, right, I like that.
Yeah, but what about all the praise that comes in for the show? I see you do it as well. It's like, Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the best thing on the radio. Like, that's going to stop, isn't it?
Oh, we do. You're right. We like all praise.
Right. All the praise is going to not be liked anymore.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
What we might have to do is just retweet all praise.
That just looks weird. I mean, a like is fine, a retweet.
A like is like a nod, isn't it? It's like, thank you very much for the compliment.
Yeah, like a retweet is like, I want to put it out there to everyone.
We do this. I'm amazed we haven't talked about this before. It's true. If ever I see a tweet with people saying nice things about the show, I always like it.
I know, I've noticed. Hello, CJ.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Are you a boxing coach?
I am, yes, I am. I also coach my missus.
What are the chances of that? I've just booked a boxing class for later this week. I won't be any good at it, but it's good cardio.
Yeah, you should be good. It's good for everyone to give a go at it. It's not all aggression and stuff like that. It's great for fitness.
It is good for fitness, even though sometimes if there's someone with pads, I have been known to actually miss them before.
And catch them clean in the face.
Yeah, well, not even that. I just completely missed the pad. Right, so who do you normally pick on bangers, CJ?
I've got to say, I do usually go with Chris, but recently I have been going with you a little bit, Scott, so it's all to play.
Yeah, you're open to it, aren't you?
Think I've picked up my game a bit recently?
I do, yeah. I think you've pulled your socks up a bit and you're going for it a bit more.
Thanks very much. Okay, let's hear today's election then. Oh, I don't know what you're going to think about this, CJ. Oh, okay. Avril Lavigne, Girlfriend.
Not bad.
It's all right, isn't it?
Nah, a bit basic from you.
Not basic.
All right, well, right, I'm going to offer up a completely different banger today. You're going to have a real choice.
Right.
My banger today is... Yeah, it's Tom Zanetti, You Want Me.
Never.
Okay.
Unbelievable. It's a real mix, isn't it?
It really is.
Mix, what's your thought process? Because I'm struggling to work out what you're thinking right now.
Well, I know that my girlfriend's listening and she'd really like me to probably play Avril Lavigne, but you've just mixed that absolute banger into it and I'm in a bit of a dilemma already.
That's the game though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do what you feel. Do what you feel.
Oh, it's a tough one.
Oh, my word.
This is great. I reckon a lot of people are like this. I reckon the whole of the UK is 50-50 right now.
Come on, hon, I've got hits to play.
Right. Chris, I'm sorry. It's got to be Chris.
What? Huh?
What?
Yeah, you're going with me. Chris.
I am, yeah. I've got it.
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
Well, I think that was a bad decision.
No, don't. You can't just say it was a bad decision. He went with what he wanted. Part of his brain was thinking, what would... I think he was thinking about what his girlfriend would like. And that's not the right... That's definitely not the right thing to do on bangers.
I think that's why he stalled for so long, though. Because he was like, oh, my girlfriend wants Avril, and I really don't.
Sort of head and heart situation.
You win again.
Scott Mills.
Hello, everyone. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. It's Ellie.
Hey, Ellie. What's going on?
I just wanted to let you know that my old house was on Homes Under the Hammer.
When?
Apparently, when we moved in, the estate agent mumbled something about it. But then I used to get text messages from somebody from people that would say that your house is on Homes Under the Hammer. And then I watched it, and sure enough, it was. We were followed, not us, but the people before were followed by Martin, who stood in our hallway and leant up against our kitchen door, of which we stood there just like Martin did.
That's so weird when you see your house on TV.
It was really exciting, actually. But people used to drive past really slowly after it'd been on. Like, the locals would drive past really slowly just to have, like, a little
house.
Look through the windows.
Well, it's like a tourist attraction.
A little bit. But I used to think that's really sad. But I'm not going to lie, if that happened to me, if I saw a house down the road, I'd be driving past really slowly as well.
I'd get a blue plaque on it.
Depends what the TV show is, of course. You know, if you see the house in other circumstances, it's never good, is it? Because you never really like to imagine who's previously been in there and what they've been up to.
One of the weirdest things that ever happened to me that I saw on TV was my dad stood in front of my house on the Family Fortunes VT. when I went on that.
Yeah.
Pete Mills just stood there all proud going, this is my son's house. Also, do you remember that sofa that I used to have in my old place?
Yes. Well, that really is a celebrity sofa
right
now, isn't it?
It was like a burnt orange colour sofa, which me and my ex-flatmate inherited from the people that lived there before. And then when we moved out, we saw it in...
Your flatmate saw it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He found the video.
Yeah. We saw it on a video.
What, in the same place?
No, well, I think...
Bad things were happening on the sofa.
Oh, God.
Really, really bad.
Definitely the same sofa, though.
It was. And it was in... Because of the... You could see the... You know, that glass wall we had behind? Same house.
Have I told you the story?
So they're doing all sorts of videos in there now.
Uncle David told me this at Christmas last year, right? I don't know if I've said it on the show yet. Amazing story, this. Similar to yours with the sofa.
Yeah.
He got booked for a painting and decorating job, right?
Uncle David did.
Uncle David, yeah?
Yeah.
I turned up and was painting the outside of a house and looked in and they were filming something in there.
No.
and he suspects that he was part of it in the sense that they were filming sort of they liked the idea that there were tradesmen sort of going what? On in the background.
Oh. Well, they'd have to get Uncle David's permission for that, surely.
Yeah, yeah. I might have to
sign
get
a release form.
I might have to get
sign a release form.
I might have to get more details on that story and bring it properly another time. But yeah, it's
also, this is a great excuse to play the Gemma Collins clip,
yes,
which is my favourite at the moment. Does anyone know about that one?
Yeah. Well, we love it personally. We keep saying to each other, go and get a release form.
Go and get a release form. So Gemma Collins is... I'll play it to you in a minute after the next track. Gemma Collins is filming some kind of TV show and she's like saying to this woman, you look $1 million, hun. You have a great day. And then obviously she wants it to be used on the show. So she's, and you have to sign a form to say that you're allowed to be on TV. Just go and get a release form.
Quick.
Run after her and get a release form. We'll find it in a minute. It's one of my favourite Gemma clips ever.
Every Gemma clip's a good clip, though, to be fair.
That's true. Let us know, has your house popped up anywhere? 81199.
Scott Mills.
Jealous of the person whose house was on Can't Pay, Will Take It Away. Goals. They weren't the tenants at the time, is there? But, like, it was the old tenants.
Oh, it wasn't the name.
It wasn't them, no. BTS, Nicki Minaj, Idol on BBC Radio 1. I found the Gemma clip.
Paper there. How are you, darling? You look absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you. Put a bit of weight on, but
No, you are rocking it. You look absolutely beautiful.
How
are you? Oh, have a great day, hun.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Women get down about their weight, and this is why I'm here, to change their lives. Giving that lady that compliment today will make her feel special. Do you want to get a release form from her? Run after her. Run after her. We need a release form.
Run after her.
Scott Mills.
People's houses are on TV a lot. Hey, Joanna.
Hi.
Right, where's your house featured? What show?
It's on This Country in North Leech.
You are joking. That's my fave.
Yeah, that's wicked.
Yeah, it's really awkward because when they hang around one of the bus stops filming, our house is nearly always in the background.
Oh, well, so you on that street, are you?
Yeah, on the main street in North Leech, yeah.
So, do you see Kerry Mucklow all the time, just, like, filming and the tracksuit?
Oh, when they're filming, I actually even had to go and meet him just to see what he was like. And I did have I made my husband take a picture of me with him.
That is absolutely incredible. Imagine your house being on the background all the time.
Scott Mills.
Tomorrow is Halloween. Just thinking, people that go on dates this time of year, do you think people get ghosted more because it's Halloween?
Yeah, it feels extra harsh if you get ghosted around Halloween time, doesn't it? It's all bad enough at Christmas, times like that, but Halloween, it sort of gives it an extra, I don't know, an extra something.
So you know when you've been talking to somebody maybe on one of the dating apps and it's all going well and they're like, yeah, 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 and they seem really keen and then suddenly they just disappear off the face of the actual earth.
It would be good to know if people get more ghosted this time of year.
Yeah.
I reckon it might do, you know.
If you've been on a date, or maybe even didn't get that far, like you were chatting away and then you were going to have a date and then they just disappeared and blocked you and everything. Happens to so many people. Can you let me know? We want to know if it's kind of more prevalent at this time of year.
It'd be interesting to know. I reckon it might be. Ghosts are in the air.
Send me an email. Tell me if you've been ghosted recently. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also, because Halloween tomorrow, Scarlett Moffat is going to be joining us. Not that that's scary.
What?
No, that's not scary. The scary bit is we're going to do Halloween.
Ah.
It's the Who game. not necessarily Halloween related, but if you've got a who, then hit us up on 81199. I'm after your best retro sayings, things, people. 81199 for a special Halloween on tomorrow's show.
Scott Mills.
Just had a message from Sarah in Bristol saying everything was going well with this guy. Not met him, but been chatting like every day. Like a lot every day. Loads of messages on WhatsApp. And then one day he sees the blue tick. So he's read the message. Nothing. No reply. No explanation.
Goes ghost.
She says she's going to email us all the details later. Yeah, let me know. And anyone else, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Looking forward to Halloween tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. It's a Halloween special, and playing Halloween will be Scarlett Moffat.